There have been more than 180 attacks on guide dogs by other dogs in the past 2 years. That's according to Guide Dogs for the Blind, which says it's a growing problem. Tony Smith is from the Worcester branch.
It's a huge setback, obviously, not just for the dog and the health and welfare of the dog, but also for the guide dog owner, the blind or partially sighted person. The psychological effects of a dog attack are immense. And, of course, the blind and partially sighted person relies upon their dog.
Our reporter Nicola Goodwin is in Hereford with a woman who's had first-hand experience of aggression towards her dog. Morning, Nicola.
Morning. I'm actually not just with Claire here, Claire Rush, but Trudy, who I must say is flirting outrageously with me. Trudy is a yellow Labrador. She's been with Claire for almost 5 years. She's a 9-year-old and she's lying on her back, all her four legs in the air, showing me her bits this morning. I think I've made a good impression. She is an absolutely beautiful dog, though. How anybody could even want to hurt this dog, I don't know. Claire, tell us what happened the day that Trudy was attacked.
Well, I was in a cafe in Hereford High Town, and that's Trudy squeaking her toy. I was in a cafe in Hereford High Town. I was with two friends, and a dog came from nowhere, really. Trudy was lying at my feet, and a dog came from nowhere and just pounced on Trudy. If my friends hadn't been there, I wouldn't have realised it was so quick. And it was clinging to Trudy's neck, and they were calling for the owner to take the dog off Trudy, but he didn't seem very bothered about it. And I put my hands down to try and feel where Trudy was, and all I could feel was this big body of the dog. It was really frightening, because as guide dog owners, we're told not to intervene in a dog attack, but when you see your guide dog being hurt, you just want to step in, and I just put my hands down to try and save her. Eventually the owner came and yanked his dog off, and we were all shaking, my two friends and I, and we just left the cafe. I inspected Trudy to see if she was hurt in any way, but she just had ruffled fur, and she was trembling, and we all were as well. It was a really horrible experience.
Trudy has swapped the squeaky toy for a nice bone, so if you hear shattering in the background, don't worry, I haven't broken anything. Claire, Trudy is, she looks unaffected, but how did it affect your relationship with her?
Well, it made me very anxious afterwards. Every time I, because Trudy gives very good signals when we're out together. If she sees a dog, I can tell from the harness, and every time she spots a dog, I always feel anxious now, thinking that the dog might be one that's going to attack her. And Trudy's a very laid-back dog and takes everything in her stride, but she has become more wary when we're out, and we'll see more tense, her body tension. I can feel it through the harness.
And that was the worst attack she had, but it's unfortunately it's happened a few times.
Yes, I've had two other experiences with a neighbour's dog who doesn't live here anymore, but he was actually training his dog to be aggressive, and the dog went for Trudy twice, and once she was on harness, and that was a horrible time because I just felt for Trudy because she was totally defenceless, and I really didn't know what to do. You do feel very powerless, I think, on these occasions.
I'm not surprised. Thank you. We must say thank you to Claire, but also thank you to Trudy. I'll just give you a little bit of an extreme close-up. I got greeted by kisses when I got here, and they weren't from Claire, but this is Trudy tucking into her bone this morning. Hello, Trudy. It's a nice sniffle from a beautiful dog, and I'm lucky because obviously she's not working at the moment, so we've been able to have a few cuddles. But obviously, Claire, just a bit of etiquette: if people do come across you in the street and want to say something, it's always ask before petting. Yeah. Is that right? And I mean, obviously the dog, not you.
Yes, yes, especially if the dog is wearing the harness, you can always ask the owner first.